Thank you very much, Billy. Conference, it's a distinct pleasure to be once again addressing you as the Minister for Employment and Learning. And 1 year on, we have achieved a remarkable amount, and I do see many further opportunities ahead awaiting to be seized. I see my department as being both an economic and a social agent for change, as perhaps unique in having that dual role. Until recently, there had been an assumption that the department was a loose collection of random functions that were unallocated to others. But over the past 2 years, I hope that we have brought a significant degree of coherence to what the department does, created an integrated mission based around upskilling people, bringing people closer to the labour market, and helping people into sustainable employment, and demonstrated a clear record of delivery in all of these respects. In doing so, we have helped the Northern Ireland economy to modernise and transform, and we have assisted many people to develop to their full potential and to gain a much greater stake in this society. As a Liberal Party, Alliance puts people first. Through our actions in government, we continue to treat every person as an individual with their own hopes, dreams and aspirations, and also recognise that through providing opportunity and empowering people to develop, our society and our economy stands to benefit. Alliance has made a significant contribution to the creation of the economic strategy for Northern Ireland. So we are strong in the objectives of rebuilding and rebalancing the economy, growing the private sector, increasing competitiveness, increasing exports, maximising employment and delivering prosperity for everyone. In stressing this, I reiterate the Alliance Party's long-standing commitment to a lower rate of corporation tax for Northern Ireland. But we also recognise that such an incentive will not be effective in isolation of other critical interventions, and indeed many of these fall under my responsibilities as Minister for Employment and Learning. For Alliance, the creation of a shared future and the transformation of our economy are two sides of the same coin. Quite simply, the continued deep divisions in this society exacerbate social problems, divert scarce financial resources, deter investment in tourism, and distorts markets and economic decisions. In turn, the creation of a shared future will create greater opportunities for economic and social progress. This economic rationale for a shared future is therefore a centrepiece of our document for everyone. It is vital that the executive puts in place a comprehensive and ambitious shared future strategy if real economic change is to be delivered. A shared future is a fundamental necessity for a better economy. It is not an optional extra. In the absence of a wider strategy, both David Ford and I are taking actions within our own departments to deliver change. We have set the example in ensuring that all major policies are now screened in terms of their contribution to a shared future. David is addressing hate crime, working within communities to remove so-called peace walls and other interfaces, and to promote community safety. I am addressing labour mobility issues, exploring shared and integrated teacher training, promoting LGBT awareness in the workplace, and maintaining the existing good practice in what are already integrated further education and universities. While I remain very optimistic about our economic future, provided that government takes the right decisions and creates the correct environment, we do have to recognise that there does continue to be some very real problems here today. Our economy, while healthier than many other parts of Europe, is struggling to emerge from the economic downturn. And some sectors such as construction and property remain in difficulty, and businesses continue to struggle to access finance. Unemployment, and in particular youth unemployment and long-term unemployment, are major challenges for this society and directly impact upon individual lives and families. Beyond unemployment, we continue to have the highest level of economic inactivity in the UK. We have to recognise, however, that our people are our main asset. And it is on the basis of their skills that Northern Ireland will compete with other regions and countries around the world. There is an overarching necessity to improve our skills profile. We must ensure that we provide the skills required for the 21st century. Looking to the future, we will need more people with higher level skills and a stronger concentration in STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. And in parallel, we have a need to increase the number of people who are actively participating within our labour market. Addressing these two challenges is critical to closing the productivity gap between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK and also the European Union average. A lower rate of corporation tax would be a critical driver in incentivising change. In turn, improvements in our skills and labour market participation are critical to ensuring that any reduced corporation tax can make a real difference. And it is in this context that I commissioned last year detailed research into the skills requirements in our economy if corporation tax is indeed lowered. We are working to ensure that local employers have access to the employees that they require and that they are equipped with the skills that are relevant to the needs of employers and to enable them to reach their full potential. We know the key sectors that are likely to be critical to our economic future, including ICT, engineering and advanced manufacturing, agri-foods and tourism. The ICT sector in particular offers significant opportunities for growth and we must rise to this challenge. I was pleased last year to have led efforts between government and business to create an ICT action plan for Northern Ireland. Implementation is now well underway with new courses in schools, colleges and universities, innovative apprenticeships and more people attracted into the sector. This action plan is a clear example of government listening to the needs of business and responding fully and with commitment. We're also helping to attract outward investment. My department's Assured Skills Programme is giving direct training support to outward investments and has helped to build Northern Ireland as an emerging financial services hub. We also have an agreed action plan for the food and drink manufacturing sector, and I'm currently working on a plan for the engineering and advanced manufacturing. We've also supported tourism and hospitality through the World Host Programme. Given the particular opportunities opening up to this region in terms of major events, key anniversaries and new attractions, it is critical that good customer care delivers new or repeat visitors. No doubt driven by the city of culture, I am pleased to say that Derry has been a trailblazer in this regard. Further education is also a key delivery partner in our skills agenda, and I'm working with the sector to refresh its role in supporting the local economy. Already we have put in place an employer support programme that promotes innovation and collaboration with business, in particular SMEs. With respect to higher education, the executive has frozen tuition fees for local students at local universities. And this has already had an impact in maintaining our high levels of access. In building upon this, I have published Northern Ireland's first strategy for widening participation in higher education. This complements our first higher education strategy for Northern Ireland, which places a strong emphasis on the role that universities can play in supporting the local economy. We have also added 1,200 undergraduate places, all in STEM subjects, by 2015, and increased the number of publicly funded PhDs by 60% over the same period. With respect to university research, we have increased and reprofiled funding with a stronger focus on world-class activities and also the needs of the local economy. While we need clearly and more people with higher level skills, universities are not the only route to achieving these. An increased range of higher level apprenticeships is a key consideration of the landmark review of apprenticeships and youth training that I announced last month. The nature of our businesses are changing rapidly, and with it, new types of employment and jobs. I want to reflect on the changing nature of the economic opportunities in Northern Ireland and ensure that our training programmes are fit for purpose in the 21st century. The on-the-job training offered by apprenticeships is good for employers and good for our young people. I want to develop alternative and flexible pathways offered by apprenticeships and see them having a status that is at least as good as the traditional academic route. I am seeking to develop a system of apprenticeships in Northern Ireland which will be recognised across Europe as a gold standard. There are also young people who are not ready to take on an apprenticeship and those who are more removed from the labour market. It is for this reason that other avenues for youth training will be reconsidered. This need to bring people back into the labour market and to ensure that people are fully utilised governs our approach to dealing with those who are unemployed. Moreover, we are keen to ensure that our policies and programmes support our upskilling agenda. Within the next few weeks, I will be announcing the final shape of Steps to Success, the new employment programme for Northern Ireland. This will combine flexibility and individually tailored interventions. This will be a programme shaped in Northern Ireland for the needs of Northern Ireland and will take into account the right lessons from the experiences in Great Britain. Recently, we have added new strands to the current Steps to Work programme, including Step Ahead 50 Plus, giving older workers subsidised opportunities in the community and voluntary sector, and First Start, giving wage subsidised opportunities for 18 to 24-year-olds. In Northern Ireland, we have a particular concentration of unemployment among young people. And if we don't act, we risk losing the benefits of their skills which have been developed and see the emergence of a lost generation. We have recently created the Youth Employment Scheme. This seeks to break the vicious cycle whereby many young people who would have otherwise expected to be in employment if it had not been for the current economic downturn cannot compete with other workers as they don't have the necessary experience, but they can't gain that experience without employment. There are also young people who are further away from the labour market. They're often branded as NEETs, not in education, employment or training. When I assumed office, little was being done to assist such people. Expectations of new policies and programmes were low, and there was no dedicated budget. I have now published a comprehensive executive strategy, and a budget of £25 million over the next 3 years has been assembled. Once again, the community and voluntary sector are key delivery partners. Through all of these schemes, plus our approach to student finance and widening participation, the retention of Education Maintenance Alliance, and indeed its expansion to other types of trainees outside the formal education system, and the forthcoming conclusions of our review of apprenticeships and youth training, we are delivering a comprehensive investment in our young people and the future of our economy that is as good as anything in these islands and indeed across Europe. So there is hope for young people and those seeking work. Our economy is set to grow significantly once again. There are employers today who are hungry to recruit. More broadly, our economy will need increased numbers of people with higher level skills. The more we invest in training and education, then the better it will be for our people and for our economy. Over the last 2 years, Alliance has achieved a great deal in government. I have not rested on my laurels. I am demonstrating by word and by deed that Alliance does indeed work for everyone. I am committed to ensuring that both people and employers can fulfil their potential, and we develop the skills necessary to compete in the global economy of the 21st century. So, conference, today Alliance is playing a central role in both building a shared future and transforming our economy. And in the process, we are creating a society that works and delivers for everyone. Thank you very much.